In this episode, we discuss the Fae. We talk about some ancient folklore stories about them. We tell you how to interact with them and also absolutely what not to do. Hi, I'm Heather Wood, and I'm an intuition and ego expert.
And I'm Jamie Hayhurst, and I'm an energy healer.
We're both passionate about smashing the patriarchy, integrity in the spiritual world, and social justice.
This is the Intuitive Girl's Guide.
Hey, Jay. In this episode, we're going to do it. We're going to talk about the Fae.
Oh, finally. We finally are doing it.
We mentioned it.
A lot.
In an obsessed segment and a lot. But we did reference it in an obsessed segment where you asked about reading a book about fairies.
Right. And we also discussed Fae in like all the Sabbat episodes.
Mm-hmm. Since the obsessed segment, we get so many messages where people are like, can you please talk about it? Like, what are you talking about? Tell us all the info.
I know. It's just a lot.
It's a lot.
Like emotionally. Whenever we're doing an episode, I try to gauge almost sort of like who I think is listening.
And yeah.
I have sort of these like avatars in my head of like, oh, this person listens and I know that person listens. Like, how's it going to read? Like, how will it be perceived?
Yes.
By these different types of listeners. Mm-hmm. And I just think
such an abandonment person.
I know. I'm exposing too much about myself. I think some people are going to love this. And I think some people are going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, I think that tracks for us.
Agreed.
Listen, this is when you look at something like Fae, this is a part of pagan culture.
Right.
We're going to tell you how our pagan ancestors saw it, mm-hmm. and how they treated it. You don't have to do it that way.
No. And like anything with intuition, if it reads differently for you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fine.
Don't change it.
Exactly. I would like to tell everyone that of the two of us, I am far more worried about Fae than Jamie.
Yes.
I spend more time in my life being careful of them than you do.
But I also think that my house is way more affected by Fae than yours. So I think you're onto something.
I don't think anyone should walk around afraid. I think they should just be aware.
I mean, we should just get into it, but there's so much in our culture that you're using to call in Fae and you have no idea.
You have absolutely no idea.
So that's where it gets tricky, because it's like, oh, I'm not a pagan. I mean, no one's a pagan. It's not a religion.
Right.
But someone was like, that podcast it's too pagan for me. I don't practice that. I'm like, it's not
a practice.
A religion.
Yeah. Anyways, it's like intuitive eating is not a diet. Exactly. It just means how we operated before patriarchal religion. That's it. That's all pagan is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I'm gonna start this episode with an intention, because as I'm going to teach people.
Yes. Yes.
Intention with the Fae is very important.
Yes.
Okay. The intention of this episode is to honor the Fae and educate people about them.
Not call them in.
Nope.
Nope. No, thank you.
End.
Period.
Okay. Let's talk about what they are, and then we'll talk about why intention with them is so important.
Okay.
All right. So they're a type of mythical creature found in many pagan cultures, particularly European pagan cultures.
Yes.
Okay. I have also found some Cherokee pagan tales of Fae.
Okay.
So it's not just European, but I'm going to say European pagans are the ones that we have the most info tracked about them.
Yes.
I'm sure they existed in like Egyptian and African cultures as well.
Right.
They just may have gone by different names.
Exactly.
Okay. So the original term for fairy is fae.
Yes.
So people will say like, are you talking about fairies? Yes. But the reason we say fae is because fae encompasses more than just what you're picturing as a fairy.
Yeah, Fae is like the umbrella term.
Exactly. And it's for a lot of different mythical creatures. Mm-hmm. Pixies, elves, gnomes, goblins, all considered Fae folk.
Yep.
Okay. If you hear about folk magic, they focus a lot on these kinds of things.
Right.
Mermaids, people often ask me, are they fae? They are not fae, but they are a mythical creature that's part of folk magic.
Yes.
So it's not an umbrella term for every single thing. It's a certain type of energy.
Okay.
Okay. They are indigenous to different cultures. So like if you travel somewhere, mm-hmm. you're going to approach the fae of that area.
Okay.
They are attached to the land.
Okay.
So we are currently interacting with fae that are mostly like Native American fae, yes. indigenous fae.
Right.
Okay. If you go to Europe, you're going to run into those fae, and they're all slightly different in different cultures.
Gotcha.
Same as people.
Agreed.
Okay. Here is what caused our listeners to beg us to talk about this.
Yes.
There are rules to working with the fae.
Yes.
What you've been taught fairies are...
like Tinkerbell.
Yeah. Isn't exactly true. Although I will say Tinkerbell was kind of a murderous, villainous... like if you really think of Tinkerbell, she tried to murder Wendy once.
She did. I mean, yeah, she was problematic.
So I'm just saying, but your idea of them is not what they actually are.
Yeah, like Tinker, like current Tinkerbell, like the Disney show,
right?
That like sort of fluttering around and
yeah.
making friends with everybody.
I would say a tale of Fae that people are familiar with that I think more accurately describes them is Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A leprechaun.
Yes. Like tricky.
Yes. Right. Okay. So I would describe them as wild, unpredictable, and mischievous.
Yes.
Okay. Just like any other energy, there are some really kind, good ones that want good things for you, and there's some really bad, yucky ones that want bad things for you.
Gotcha.
Okay. You got to remember this is pagan culture.
Right.
So there's no beings that are fully good or fully bad or correct. Evil. Like that doesn't exist. Even all of their gods... right?
Not, right,
or both.
Exactly.
So the same with the fae. You can come across fae that are really sweet and helpful.
Yep.
And you can come across fae that have really ill intentions for you.
Yep.
And everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Caution is important.
Yes.
Just be careful.
Be thoughtful. When you work.
Be right. thoughtful when you're working with them.
Yep.
Fae are more powerful than you. Mm. Doesn't mean if you don't understand the rules, you can't have play. Some power.
Right.
You can't play. But they are more powerful. So you have to remember that when interacting.
Well, I think it's problematic because I see a lot of people on social media that like want to be friends with Fae. That want to call them in. Even when right. I see like fairy houses, I know when little kids make fairy houses, that's different. But it mm-hmm. also is actually calling that energy in.
It absolutely is. So, probably without boundaries, which is the problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like when I see so many people being like, show me how to call the fae in. And you're like,
no.
Like you actually don't. And they don't listen. They no. think that they know better or they're stronger or...
We're going to talk about this, but like you actually don't ever want to call in fae.
No.
You can identify that there's fae energy present and right. interact with it, but calling it in is a real bad idea.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people, what you would consider in our culture calling like, ooh, that's like demon-y energy. Mm. That's what fae energy is.
Right.
So like all these like cultural things where there's like vampires and da 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 da. How you're seeing them is like some vampires are bad, but some are like Edward Cullen.
You want to make out with them.
You want to make out with them and like have his baby that a werewolf falls in love with.
Spoiler alert. Sorry if you haven't seen it.
I did not expect it.
You didn't expect me to go there. One.
Here we are.
You didn't expect Edward Cullen to be mentioned.
I mean, I'll talk about Edward Cullen.
Me too. I loved the series.
Yeah.
No shame. But I'm just saying.
Hold on. There are lots of problems with Twilight, though, might we add. We're not
saying it's like a literary masterpiece.
No. And like, yeah, no. And there's a lot of undertones that we do not.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For this podcast.
We're not dying on the hill of defending Twilight. We're just saying we both happen to enjoy it.
I like a sparkly vampire every now and again. That's it.
Brooding but sparkly. That's like absolutely perfect. Okay. Anyways, that whole cultural thing where like some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them you want to make out with, some right. of them you want to run away
trying
from.
Trying to murder you.
Yeah.
Right.
Is fae energy.
Gotcha.
Same thing.
Yep.
Okay. We're taking and calling demons fae.
Okay.
Okay. Do I think that there's also demons that are not fey? Yes, I do.
Right. That's but, another episode, everybody. Okay. Calm down.
Let us know if you want it. So if you think of it like that, I think it's helpful. Mm-hmm. Also, fey aren't meant to be worshipped. They're meant to work alongside of. So like what you were saying before, where people are like calling them in or making it part of their identity. I've seen this on TikTok where they're like, look like them. They say that they have they identify as fey instead of, like, that's their pronoun.
And they put their ears on.
Yeah.
They do that. They put, like, little ear attachments on to make give themselves pointy elf ears.
I know. Here's the thing. I think that person has already been probably or is currently being hurt by the fae if they're doing things like that.
Yes.
That's not, you're not super well.
Correct.
Do I think it's bad if you, like, for fun, dress up as a fairy? No, I do not.
Right.
Do I think you should have some rules there? Yes, I do. Yes. Do I think if you make it like your core actual personality, is a problem?
Yes, I agree.
All right. In Ireland, they believe that the fae live on the plane just above us.
Oh, okay.
And I really liked this visual. Yeah, we've heard like a lot of different things, but like they live on the plane just above us, but have access to us and our plane, but we don't have access to their plane.
Yes.
That's how the Irish see it. And I feel like in so many different kinds of energies, like spirit energy, angel energy, I feel like that's the case. And I like that way of thinking.
I love that way of thinking.
Okay. Now I've got some rules for us to discuss.
Yes, we need them.
Okay. So you can interact with fae. You just need to know the rules.
Right.
If you would like to not listen to my rules, that's fine. I'm going to tell you which ones I follow more or less or believe. Like, but you can form your own.
Okay.
But please have some caution.
Yeah. I mean, at your own risk. Proceed at your own risk.
Exactly. Okay. Number one, I say this all the time. I actually like lectured your daughter about it.
Yes.
Don't invite them into your house.
Yeah. Please stop doing that.
Yeah.
Emma.
Here's the thing with inviting them in. Mm-hmm. So they need an invitation to come in.
Yep.
But
like a vampire.
Well, exactly. See? I'm telling you, this is just fae
right.
moved into a demon.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
In our culture, we know not to maybe be like, or it's not going to be normal if you open the door and we're like, any fairies want to join the party?
Yes.
We're probably not doing that. But you might be sitting there watching a movie where there's a fairy.
Oh.
Or you might have bought a notebook with a fairy on it and brought it into your house.
Or bought like a cool little like sun catcher in the shape of a fairy to hang in your window.
Yep. You might have a shirt with it or a ring with it. Mm-hmm. Or you might have just put out some little candies for people to eat, like a little dish of candy.
Damn it.
That's all going to be seen as invitations to fae.
Okay.
Okay. Should you never do any of those things? No, you can do them. You just have to learn how to create boundaries, and intention is everything.
Well, and I would say just being aware, like just if you're just hearing this, that's going to be pretty powerful in and of itself.
Yeah. So if you look around my house, there is no fae memorabilia.
No.
I don't allow it.
No.
Okay. But there are some times where like at Christmas time, there's like a little elf decoration. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and at Halloween, I put candy. I put like candy corns out.
Right.
I love a candy corn.
I keep them wrapped because if it's candy that's not wrapped, to me, it's just like a huge invitation. So I only put wrapped candy out. I'm just saying. But
noted.
You can do it. However, just set the intention when you put it out that this is not an invitation.
Okay.
We honor the fae and we love that they exist outside in our yard.
Right.
Perfect thing to say.
And these candy corn are for us.
I would put 3 or 4 candy corn outside.
Okay.
There's your candy corn.
The rest is for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. If you're wearing a fairy shirt or have some sort of fae decoration in your house, just say this is to honor, not invite. Mm. That's it.
It's easy.
Okay. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
The other thing you can do, because you're going to do something by accident and call them in.
Yeah.
You're listening to this podcast in your house right now. You're trying really hard not to call them in. They're probably going to come in.
Because you're thinking about them.
Exactly. Right. You're getting curious. You're wondering, was that thing I keep seeing out of the corner of my eye that's like a streak of light? Is that a fae?
Right.
Yes, it is. And it's going to call them in. So you just have to learn how to clear.
Right.
My favorite way to clear is ringing bells.
Yes.
Super easy. Fae get right the heck out of there.
Yep.
Our ancient ancestors, our pagan ancestors knew to do this. That's yes. why there are bells on sleighs and things.
Check the pagan episodes. I mean, the Sabbath episodes.
Sabbath episodes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So learning how to do that, you can also like clear with like lavender or an appropriate for your culture way to cleanse.
Smoke, right.
Mm-hmm. And then having a garden or something outside that you use to honor them mm-hmm. is a really good idea. So even if you just have a little area where there's like a few flowers planted,
yep.
put some like shiny rocks there.
Yep.
Say like, this is for the fae.
Yep.
I have like a wind chime nearby, one of mine with mm-hmm. a, with a fairy on it. This is your garden that I honor you with. And this is where I like to connect with your energy.
Right.
Done.
Love it. That's why I don't mind the idea of a kid having a fairy house.
Right.
Because it's outside.
Keep it outside.
And they're just going to visit it or going to like add things to it.
And teach your kids to keep it outside.
Right.
Give them little gifts outside.
Mm-hmm.
Honor them outside. And when your kid has like a fairy garden, which is fun and they should have. Mm-hmm. I had one last year.
Right.
Or was it the year before? It was the total pandemic purchase.
Yes. Right.
Have it outside and teach your kids like say when they're done playing with it, this is where I honor the fae.
Right.
Okay. If they have one inside, that's fine. Clear around it mm-hmm. and then just say, we honor the fae outside.
Right.
I still think you should keep it outside, but if you've already got it in and you can't.
Right.
Okay. If your kid has like little dolls that are fairies, mm-hmm. even little action figures that have nothing to do with fairies, sometimes that calls fae in.
Yep.
Just be clear. We had an issue in one of the shops where like stuff kept going missing, which is like a clear sign of fae.
Exactly.
I looked all around and found this like little figurine that someone had like left in the shop.
Oh.
And I took it outside and threw it away and cleared and it stopped, everything stopped missing. Oh. So it, you don't know what it's going to right. attach to.
And so the fae are taking your things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where people are going to get tripped up. Because they're not going to believe that like... Yeah. The fae could really take your 3-ring binder that you've had since yeah. fifth grade and like, now it's missing.
Sometimes you just lost it, bro.
Right.
But why not just blame the fae?
But how does that happen?
How does it happen that the fae start taking your shit?
Yeah.
You let them in the house.
And then it just like...
They just...
Poofs away.
They take it. They
to
go...
To that plane.
Exactly.
That the Irish
exactly.
speak of.
Exactly. They can bring it back. Mm-hmm. They don't often.
Right.
But they like... They're less likely to take a notebook and more likely to take a sparkly ring or shiny rock or something that's sparkly. That's what they really like shiny
AirPods. Sparkly.
Yeah. Well, they are
I'm listing
shiny.
Things that have been missing from my house if you haven't picked it up yet.
Little like AirPods.
Right.
If they know it's something important to you to get your attention, they're mm-hmm. going to do that. And it's not always small items. It can be bigger, but that's what they're more likely to take.
Right.
Okay. So if you're like, where is that?
Right.
Just maybe do a check and cleanse.
And then call it back.
Yeah. And like, I can feel fae energy in a house.
Right.
But I'm a weirdo.
No, you're magical and lovely.
Thank you. But like in a way that's different than most people.
Right.
So I think you could teach yourself to feel it.
Yes.
It's a great. Very mischievous energy. You see stuff out of the corner of your eye all the time. It's like a little stream of light.
Right.
A lot of times it's green, what I see. Mm-hmm. It depends where you are and what kind of fae you have.
Right.
It's an energy that you just feel like I can almost hear maniacal laughter.
Okay.
Like that's fae.
Right.
Okay. You don't have to believe that. I don't care. But that's what it feels like.
I believe you.
There's many times I walk into people's house and start clearing out fae. Get out.
You're the unsung hero. Nobody knows you're even like clearing their house for
them. I don't even get credit.
No, you don't.
I mean, I would tell you, but I wouldn't tell anybody else probably. Okay. Names is a big thing.
Yes.
Fae.
Right.
You culturally, it's believed that you don't ever want to give them your name.
Yes.
Your full name. Your birth full name.
And some cultures say don't ever speak your name to any energy.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly. And the belief behind that is that if someone knows your full name, they have energetic power over you.
Right.
Okay. So that's the belief. And there's also a belief that you have a soul name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This isn't in all cultures, but this is in a lot of European fae folklore, is that your soul has a name.
Oh.
So if you know someone's soul name, then in every life you can control them.
Oh, I don't even know mine.
I don't think that I have one.
I'd rather not know. I don't want to give it over to anyone.
I've never downloaded that on somebody. Like, you know what your soul name is? Becca. Like,
it's definitely I mean? Not Becca.
No, I wouldn't say that if I thought it was actually. Becca. I don't know. That's the name I popped into
when my soul was created.
She looks like a Becca.
2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I tried to pick a modern name. I don't know if I succeeded. But like, if they know that, then they know something. And so there's a theory that like a lot of times you're named something that's either is your soul name or something that's very close to your soul name.
Okay.
Because like somehow energetically your connected parents just to know it. To right. do that. Okay. Right. So only nicknames with Fae.
Okay.
So when I'm interacting with Faye, I'm always like, you can call me H.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You can call me Hev. That's a nickname I have. I do not interact with them giving my full Heather.
Oh.
Now, would it be safe to? Most likely, as long as I didn't say like Heather Marie Wood or Heather Marie Silva. Like
right.
that might be more of a problem. But I'm extra cautious with right. Faye. So I'm just going to give them a nickname.
Right.
You also don't want to know their name.
No.
They're not going to tell you their name.
Okay.
But don't try to download it because you might be able to.
And what would be the problem with that?
It gives you power over them.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I think I would go more.
That movie.
I know. I would go more along the lines of Rumpelstiltskin.
Gotcha.
But because they can come near you and stuff. But like you could start to have control over them. And if you lose that control, they're most likely going to get revenge on you.
Mad at you. Gotcha.
Even if you did it by accident.
Gotcha.
So be careful not to try to, like, don't sit there. This is something we see on fairy TikTok.
Yes. Yes.
I've got to know them. I know their name. Like, oh shit.
Yeah. You're in over your head.
So just Becca. If you want to, Becca, you're over your head. If you just want to interact with them, ask for a nickname or nickname.
I'm not asking anybody for names. Do people do that? I've never asked. Yes. I've never done that.
A lot of people do that.
Oh.
Little kids are really good at this. Like, my son used to call a Fae energy Bluey.
Oh.
Because he just looked blue.
It was blue to him.
Perfect. That's exactly how you should nickname a Fae if you wanted to.
And that was before the advent of the cartoon Bluey.
Way before then.
Your son's too old for that.
Exactly. Right. So I'm just saying those kinds of things, great.
Right.
Don't actually try to download their actual name.
Gotcha.
And if you think of like leprechauns have to give you their gold if you guess their real name, that's like part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Leprechaun lore, that's because they're fake.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Rumpelstiltskin having them guess his name in order to have freedom.
Right.
That because then they would have control over him. Like that all comes from this fae concept.
Gotcha.
Do I spend a lot of time like losing sleep over this part? Personally, no. But a lot of people are very strict about this.
Yeah.
Let's just say be careful if you're casting spells with or around fae.
Okay.
They're better at it than you.
Yes.
Okay. So something like a binding spell, not a good idea.
Okay.
So I'm saying this because I specifically saw this on TikTok where somebody did a binding spell to a fae so they could be connected to them.
What?
Yeah.
No, please stop everybody.
And they're thinking like, we're best friends. We're going to be connected to this energy forever. And I'm just like, oh, you're going down in a blaze of glory. Well, that's a terrible idea.
And also, haven't you ever heard of consent?
Right.
Right. You know what I mean?
Binding spells are tricky anyways.
That agreed.
Spells could be an episode.
Agreed.
But I don't advise anyone to do a binding spell unless you really understand what you're doing.
Agreed.
Just be careful. What I would say would
not be. Not to a fae.
That's a terrible idea. No. It's like, let me bind myself to an energy that's way chaos. More powerful than me.
And chaotic.
Completely chaotic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Don't do it.
No.
Okay. The thing you could do with a spell would be like casting a circle.
Okay.
To protect your home or to like not let Faye in. I actually would recommend that.
I have done that.
Yes, you have. You're very good at casting a circle.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right.
Binding yourself, trying to like do something to a Faye. They're stronger than you. It's like if I went up to somebody who was really super strong and I punched them as hard as I could and it didn't even hurt them. Mm-hmm. And now they're mad at me and it can punch me way harder and actually hurt me. That's kind of what you're doing.
Well, that's the problem that we see Faye as being like Tinkerbell. We think they're this little tiny cute thing.
Yeah, that you just want to be connected to.
Yeah, you don't get the actual energy of it.
No. Would you call in any random vampire to be connected to?
No.
So you shouldn't do that with Faye.
Gotcha.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit more about how they work, mm-hmm. but I think we should take a quick break.
Okay.
And come back and do that.
We'll be right back after this short break.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
All right, Heather, it's season four. We're here for another season, and we still have our favorite sponsor, Restoration Coffee.
What coffee are you drinking these days, Jay?
It goes back and forth between a Rachel and a Paige.
I'm still drinking my Americanos. So if you want a fantastic cup of coffee to go with listening to the IGG or any other podcast that you might listen to, check out Restoration Coffee. You can go to their website. It's restoration-coffee.com. Check it out and tell them that the Intuitive Girl sent you.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you. Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
All right, so this week we are obsessed with synchronicities, which
yes.
I know is like a big thing in our
world.
People love synchronicities. I too love them.
I think I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah, I mean, I see them a lot, but you have an idea about them.
I do, and it came from a TikTok.
Shocking.
Well, I love synchronicities because I really think that they explain what most people describe as like the law of attraction and like getting signs, like all of that I think falls under the umbrella of what a synchronicity is.
Agreed.
And I think even a coincidence, like someone's like, oh, what a coincidence. I'm always like,
yeah, exactly.
Did you mean like what a sign from the universe?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, lots of people say there are no coincidences.
I'm one of the people who say that. Yeah. Okay. So... But the other element to this is that when people talk about magic, they talk about it being like cuckoo.
Right.
Like woohoo. I'm doing this magic to bring this into my life. Like, and people get this idea that magic is this like unbelievable cuckoo woohoo thing that only certain people can do.
Or even like a higher level magic, like that you're doing actual spells, you're doing actual spell work, or you're calling certain things in, that it has to be this sort of very intentional, high level work, actual work.
Exactly. Not, or that it's something that people are pretending to do.
Well, right. Exactly.
Okay. Magic is synchronicities.
Agreed. The
same thing. So I like this concept because it's taking noticing synchronicities and showing you that magic is constantly around you.
Exactly.
Okay. So I know that sounds cheesy, but bear with
me. No, I think it's actually true though.
So the idea of this TikTok was to take a notebook, have it with you, and every time you notice a synchronicity, to write it down for a week.
I should actually do this.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Should we do it and then follow up about this? Yeah. Okay. I would love it if our listeners did it too and also followed up and we could share all of that data.
Yeah.
And you would just be blown away by how many you notice.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
You would see all the magic and you would have a better viewpoint of like the quote unquote signs you're being shown.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't do this and I'm still already blown away all the time by all the synchronicities. So can you imagine if we write it down?
Right.
Okay.
And are you talking about like
angel numbers or certain numbers, because I see those
everything
like a million times a day.
It literally would be anything that you saw.
Okay.
And people mentioned this. Oh, I was thinking about that and someone mentioned it, or I had a dream and then this happened. Anytime you see two or more of something in your life, you write it down and start tracking all the times you see it.
Okay.
Now, it sort of has that intuitive thing, like the purple car effect. Do you know that? Yes. So like if I said to you, do you notice a lot of purple cars? You'd be like, not really. And I would say, okay, now I want you to notice purple cars.
And you would see them everywhere.
Everywhere. Because it's like in your consciousness.
Right.
So I think it's part of that. Yeah. The signs. But it still would make you go like, oh yeah, there's magic everywhere. Like,
yeah.
I'm sick of everyone living on a giant rock that like is in of amount of space that is unmeasurable, that like floats in circles around a fireball, being like, why are you talking about magic? That's so silly.
Right.
Have you seen a tide?
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Magic is everywhere. Yeah.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, let's do it then.
We'll report back. And if you guys will report back as well.
Yeah. Let us know.
That would be great. All right, let's talk about how the Fae operate.
Okay.
Okay. They are all about nature. They care. Yes. They're in nature. They're not really meant to be in your home.
No.
If you have a lot of plants in your home, also, I should say, you're kind of calling them in because you're bringing nature in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Both you and I have a lot of plants in our home. In fact, you have one of mine in rehab at your house.
I do.
Yeah. I do. So just note, like, nature is what their energy is connected to.
Yes.
Okay. So you need to understand that. And then you need to respect about them how they operate. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're trying to make a fae help you with something, or you're trying to, like, make a fae, you know, make your garden beautiful, not a good idea.
Gotcha.
If you happen to notice fae around your garden and you honor them and ask for their blessing to your garden, fantastical idea.
Then they'll do it.
There's a difference there. Right, like, exactly. Do you hear the difference? Right. So don't try to control them, but align with them. If you go out to your garden, if you have one, and you sit there for a few minutes and you just try to detect if you feel any fae energy, you will.
Okay.
And then you're just going to ask if they can align and bless your garden. And then I would leave some shiny rocks or candies out for them.
Gotcha. I think this might be like getting too trippy for some of our people. Might be not at all trippy for a lot of our people, but I think when you're talking about asking for help, I think we're really used to asking angels or guides for help, because that's literally their purpose.
Exactly.
Is to help humans and to help you on your journey of whatever you're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you call in Archangel Michael or Archangel whomever, they want to help you.
See our episodes on the Archangels. Exactly.
You can't make that assumption about Fae. They don't, they're not here to help you.
No.
They're part of the earth. They're part of the planet and like the energy of this planet.
Yes.
They don't want to help your garden.
No. But if you come across a Fae that's around your garden.
Right.
Or you just randomly ask for the blessings of any Fae for your garden.
Then maybe you'll all fine. Catch something.
Right. Yeah. But if you're like, Fae, you must protect come help my garden. Me. Come help me. Right. Ooh, bad ideas.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. They are not human or Tinkerbell.
No.
Don't treat them those ways.
Correct.
Okay. Even though Tinkerbell had some murderous tendencies,
she still
is portrayed as a lot different.
Yeah.
Think about with a Fae, if you came across a stray cat or a stray dog.
Okay.
Would you just walk right up and pet it?
No, I'd be cautious.
Exactly. Same mindset with Fae. If I'm like, ooh, feel some Fae energy going on, I'm not going to run up and hug it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to be like, what kind of fae are you? Let me feel out your energy. Okay. Interesting.
That makes sense.
I'm also immediately going to try to protect my energy fields no matter what. Right. But, okay. Work with them. You don't work for them. Now, we talked about how you don't want to try to control them.
Yep.
But you also don't want to do their bidding for them.
No.
Okay. I know this is getting trippy again.
Right.
But this is fae lore. That like if you start doing things that they ask of you, that they will then have control over your energy.
That makes sense.
Okay. So if you feel like a fae asked you a favor, be careful.
Okay.
Don't necessarily just do it.
No.
Okay. There's also some things I've seen that says to not thank a fae directly.
Okay.
I don't I've never had a problem with that personally. I'll just say thank you. But sometimes there's like, they say that's an energetic exchange where you're handing over power. So consider that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Some don't want you in certain places.
Okay.
So have you ever walked into like an area of the woods and just been like, I need to get the hell out of here?
Yeah.
That could be fae energy warning you to get out.
Okay.
I would get out.
Or it could be a serial killer.
There could be a serial killer nearby. There could be an animal lurking. There could be a lot of things.
Either way.
Doesn't matter. Just, serial killer or fae.
Get out of the woods.
Get out. Yeah. But, you know, even like in different bodies of water, like there's fae protects those things.
Right.
So you, if you.
That's happened to me in water.
Really?
And it wouldn't be a serial killer, I don't think.
There was like a serial killer floating in a tube coming down the river.
I have felt that in water. I have been in water and been like, oh no, I need to move over here. Like I need to get like out of this patch.
Just do that.
Yep.
Whatever you think is telling you. Yeah, no, I know you did. But anybody, whatever you think is telling you that, doesn't matter. It's your intuition and just move. Mm. Okay. Don't eat any food they give you or accept any gifts.
Okay.
All right. So the lore is that if you eat their food, you will no longer have a taste for food here on our plane. You'll only want the other plane.
How do you get food from them?
Apparently they leave it for you as a gift.
Oh, just don't eat food that you find around.
Don't eat strange food.
Right.
I mean, Snow White taught us that.
She did. She learned that the hard way.
Don't take food from a stranger.
Right.
Just be cautious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like folklore stories about fae taking human form and selling food.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I would really get too worried about that.
I wouldn't either.
I would just say.
I think that's probably a story to teach people the lesson, not like it's not like a literal translation.
It's like mythological stories. Right. So, yeah.
Right.
Be aware. But I don't really think that's a big deal. Gifts from them, like some people will say, like, I'm so excited because I left, you know, a bunch of shiny rocks and they were gone, and when I came back there was a bigger rock. Don't take it.
Okay,
that's the lore. Gotcha. I have never had anything like this happen, but that's the lore, that you should not accept a gift.
Okay,
I will tell you something that did happen to me though.
Okay.
In a dream I had fae offer me food.
Oh, really?
And I did not take it. I knew not to take it. So I'm just saying, I would imagine if they have access to other planes that they could probably get to you in a dream.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Do I think that's actually going to happen if you definitely eat food from a fae in a dream, that you'll never be able to eat food again?
Right.
No, I don't, to be honest with you.
I agree.
But I respect fae and I'm not interested in challenging any of these things.
Gotcha. Same. Okay.
All right. Don't stand in a fairy ring.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a circle of mushrooms?
Yes.
Those are considered fairy rings, and they are, in the lore, they are portals to their other plane.
See, you tell someone that, and they're going to want to do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that as a kid, I would spend a lot of time in those.
I think I did too.
Yeah. I don't know that it's necessarily true. This is the lore.
Right.
Now that I know this, I do not enter them. Mm. But as a kid, I remember finding them all the time and being like, I'm setting up and I'm playing inside this ring for 5 hours. And now I am a weirdo with a lot of issues. So I don't know if we can put it back to there.
But as a kid, you also probably didn't go in there trying to boss people around, or you know what I mean? Like you were.
No.
You know?
Right. I also think kids just have a more natural sense of like the like fae and all these kinds of things. So something in me probably knew it was okay.
Right. I think you were probably more in tuned with it and probably more respectful.
Probably.
As a kid, just like intuitively respectful of the boundaries. Right.
I would leave it alone. The other thing I would not do as an adult, because this happened to me last year. There was a little ring of mushrooms out right before you would go into the woods. Mm-hmm. And I had the thought of like, pull it up, get rid of it so no one stands in it. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to destroy a fairy ring.
Right.
That's a terrible idea. Just leave it. Maybe don't enter it.
It's mind your business, human.
I don't think I totally believe it's a bad thing, but I also wouldn't want to go into someone else's fairy ring if it wasn't for
agreed.
Me. So just be cautious of that. The term glamours, that's what it's called when a fae like hides or disguises itself.
Okay.
So it's said that like a fae could disguise itself as a butterfly or a human or just disappear. Like it could just use a glamour so that you couldn't see that it was right by you. Fae energy isn't necessarily little, like you think of a fairy.
Right.
Like figurine size.
Right.
It can be huge.
Mm.
So it can be disguising itself in the woods, but it can be like a giant size. So just don't believe that they're just little. I think they would probably like you to think that, to be honest, but be careful.
That's more of the trickery.
Exactly.
I love the idea of a glamour, actually. When I'm reading a book and the character can like glamour themselves.
I love it.
Maybe that's my weak point. That's where I'm susceptible against the
because you love the glamour.
I love a glamour. I want a glamour.
Careful. We're not calling it a fae with glamour. Yeah.
Right.
Right. You got to be careful of things like that. I'm a sucker for like the lore and the stories. I love reading about them and that calls them in. So like whatever your thing is, you're just going to be aware.
Right.
That's it. That's all. Okay. So there are so many stories of fae doing stuff. So I'm just going to tell you all the different ones I found.
Okay.
Bad luck. Mm-hmm. Stealing items, we hear that all the time.
Yep.
Hurting animals,
that's not nice.
I don't really believe that Faye would do that unless it was like a really bad animal.
Yeah, I don't either.
The stories were like of in pagan times of them like hurting like the cow that produced the milk.
Oh, so it's more like hurting you through your yeah, cow.
Exactly. Gotcha. Okay. Hurting crops,
same.
Okay. Temporary eyesight issues including blindness.
Oh, that's not nice either. Okay.
Bruising, cramps, maybe you have
check
fae in your uterus currently.
I do.
Strokes and murder.
Well, that's not nice either.
No. Jeez. Right. Again, I don't really think that like the fae are coming in stealing and murdering children. You. And right. I did find stories that say that.
Okay.
But also, I don't know that I believe vampires exist, and maybe they do, but I also don't know if they sparkle in the sun or they just melt in the sun or can't eat garlic. Like, I just respect the lore.
Right. And right. Agreed. Exactly.
It comes from something.
And you also don't know like who wrote that particular lore and what the intention was.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. If you look at like, I'm trying to think of an older vampire reference besides Twilight. My brain's like going
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah. You look at Dracula lore and you look at Twilight lore. They're different.
Yes.
But they both come from some centralized something.
Idea.
But they're like exaggerated stories about it.
Right.
I don't think anyone thinks that the person who wrote Twilight, what's her name?
Stephanie Myers.
Oh, good job.
I've read a lot of vampire stories.
So I don't think she thought that was really happening.
No, she definitely did. She did not.
Okay. So what I'm just saying is these stories that we're reading from pagan times, we can't differentiate if these were like lesson stories or just like fun things to tell around the fire.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. Okay. Children are more connected to them. We've said that before. They're way more likely to see them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You attract like fae energy.
Oh, okay.
So if you're in a shit mood thinking about fairies, you're going to bring in some shit fairies.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Like, you know what I mean? But what you have to be careful of is like if other people come into your home and they're into them, or like I wouldn't let that lady on TikTok who turns herself into a fae into my house.
No, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. So it's not just you personally. It's the people around you.
Yes.
If you have a daughter super into fae, she's going to keep calling them in. And if she's if she's playing with her fae toys when she's in a bad mood, be ready to clear.
Gotcha.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. So there's a belief that the fae can't lie. They have to tell the truth. But that they use all kinds of word tricks to get around it. Okay. And I'm sure you've heard old timey stories about that. Like Rumpelstiltskin couldn't lie. Like things like that.
I've heard lots of stories with lots of different creatures that couldn't lie.
But they would be tricky on how they would talk, exactly. This comes from fae lore.
Right.
This is what they say about them.
Okay.
I suggest you find a fae, not call in a fae. We talked about this. Just, stumble upon a fae or say something like, if there's any fae in this area.
Right.
And interact and then clear.
Okay.
And not inside your house.
Gotcha.
Okay. Don't call them.
No.
Okay. Their energy is very different from like a spirit or angel, but people confuse them a lot.
Okay.
So this is hard because not everyone interprets angel energy and spirit energy and like the same way. Right. And like some people don't really know strongly. Spirits and angels aren't trying to mess with you.
No.
Could a spirit be like blinking a light bulb to get your attention?
Yes.
Yeah. Could an angel make a banging noise to get your attention?
We've heard it on this podcast before.
We have. Yeah. See our Archangel Michael episode. Exactly. But are they going to steal your stuff? Are they going to make the energy in the room feel weird or funny? Like, a lot of times people go into a house that they say is haunted, and I walk in and I'm like, it's just a shit ton of fae energy in here.
Interesting.
So it's different. I don't know that I can necessarily explain how it's different, but...
Well, there's also probably not a... Even if you did explain the difference, it would probably read differently for a lot of different people.
Yes.
Even if you did. You know what I mean?
Right. One place where I feel a ton of fae energy is Salem, Mass. Mm. And I think it's because a lot of people confuse what witches really are. Like, there's a lot of strange energy in this place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That makes a lot of sense. So,
right. If you go up there thinking about witches as like green ladies on broomsticks.
Yeah.
And not like what a witch really is, then you're going to be more likely to calm the energy of fae.
Yeah. And if you think of witches as like demon worshippers, you're calling in fae.
Even if you think that that's cool and you're going up to Salem to celebrate it.
Exactly.
It's still not what a witch really is. That's more of what a fae is.
And remember, there was never any devil in pagan culture. Correct. There was never a pure evil or pure good being.
Right.
So when you're like saying that they worship the devil and you're getting into that, you're going to call in a lot of negative, dark fae energy.
Right. That's not even accurate either.
It's not accurate. It's not. Right. So just keep that in mind. So to me, this is going to sound trippy. Mm-hmm. But there will be times where I see fae, but they're humans.
Yes.
Okay. So I will say, like, I would most likely describe it as like a demon energy, or you know what I would actually say? That didn't look quite right. I don't totally buy that meat suit.
You do say that. You say that.
I do.
You're like, that is not human.
Yeah.
And you do say the meat suit part.
I do. So not everyone is looking at that like I am, and not everyone believes it, and that's fine.
That actually happened to us in Salem.
In Salem. 100%. There was a homeless person that was sitting there. There's a lot of homeless people in Salem.
Right.
And I was interacting with him.
Right.
And gave him money. And as I was handing him money, I realized that it was a fae.
Right.
And immediately had to protect my energy because I just gave him a gift.
Money. Right.
Yeah. And I came back and was like, that wasn't a human.
You're like, shit. Oops.
Right. Now,
right.
Do I think some people would hear that and be like, okay, Heather, bullshit.
I think people listening right now are thinking that.
That's fine. Right. It doesn't matter. Some of us just can feel energy that doesn't really quite feel human.
Right. And I think a lot of people who are probably skeptical listening to you say this, they've had experiences where they've been like, something wasn't right.
Yeah.
Like that something's off. Something's like, something wasn't right with that. They're just not extrapolating out to like, as far as you can take it with your own intuition.
Yeah.
And but they're picking up that like, it's off.
I'm just naming it something different than they are.
Right.
Is really all that's happening.
You're seeing more of it than they are.
Yeah.
Right.
If I wouldn't just like in company of muggles say it.
Right.
I said it to you.
Exactly.
I wouldn't just to anyone say it.
Right.
When I'm with like your daughter,
right,
I'll give her a glance and she'll give me one back. And we both are like looking the person walking by like, okay, you're tricking people, but not us.
Right.
Right. Like
right.
Some of us just feel that way.
Right.
Do I want to die on the hill that I'm right about that? I don't care. I don't. That's the thing about pagan culture. It's like there isn't a script to follow. We're not all believing the same thing.
No. And they might be very similar things that different pagan traditions are believing, but they're all variated across cultures.
Yes.
So there's no right, there's no wrong.
Exactly. So do some digging into different cultures' folklore on fae.
Right.
There are some really cool people on TikTok who talk about it. Mm-hmm. Follow them.
Yes, there are. We'll post some. There's that one woman that we love.
Yes.
She has the master's degree in...
In folk magic.
She shows it every time.
Yeah,
she
Piper is her name, I think. Piper. Yeah.
She's incredible.
On our TikTok, I like shouted her out and tagged her on one. So if you scroll back to when I talk about Faye on one of my TikToks, you'll see it. But we can post another one. Maybe we'll duet one of hers or something.
Love her.
She's great. Like different ones like that. But just read it as like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. You don't have to believe it or not believe it. It's just you're just learning something about different cultures and what they believe.
Agreed.
So choose it or not. I'm going to choose to be very careful with the fae. Whether
Always.
Or not you believe it, they can still mess with you.
Yeah, I want my 3-ring binder back.
Is that why you used that example?
Yes.
What kind of three-ring binder? What was in it?
It was a three-ring binder. It was bright green, and it was given to someone in my family when they were in fifth grade.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Interesting timing, right, Jamie.
And it went away, and she had it for years, and it just disappeared.
Interesting.
And for a while, we didn't replace it because I was like, there's no way this thing just, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get it back.
Yeah. Didn't this happen with earbuds and you did get them back?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's a good example because you're not always going to get it back.
No.
Depends on the fae.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you're just done. Something's done with you. Like, a crystal can just be done with you and explode on your neck like happens to you.
It's really obnoxious how often it happens to me. People are like, how come you don't wear, like, crystally necklaces, you just wear like rings and earrings. Like, well, it's safer for them to explode off of my digits,
right,
than my chest,
right? Exactly.
Like, sometimes it hurts,
right? So I think we were just done with the three ring binder,
but... I guess. But I mean, anything like that, and I sort
but it had sentimental value. That's the weird part about it. I know, right. It's weird to have a three ring binder that it was.
No, I don't think so.
It was created by someone, like,
yeah. It was a gift.
It was a gift from someone. And so that, I think that's why it was more like that, why it was a good take. It was a good steal.
Yeah. You had a fae around that had like some negative, right, wanted to mess with you.
Right.
Yeah. Or with her.
Right.
Yeah. So it makes sense. Yeah. So just be careful. I also feel like sometimes something goes missing and I can tell it's a fae.
Yeah.
Or it's just misplaced. Like, you can kind of feel it, right?
Yeah.
It's again that, like, mischievous energy to it.
Even I, who I will say forever that I'm not great at, like, actually visually picking things up, even just like energetically, I don't.
Right.
I know when something's off, but I don't exactly know what it is.
Yeah.
Even for me, like, when something goes missing, I can tell.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's still here or that's never coming back.
Yes, right. Exactly. Call in Archangel Shamuel. We'll do an episode on him at some point. He's great. But like, if a fae has taken it, you're probably
right.
You're just gonna, if it's a nice fae, they might give it back. If not, you might just have to
be gone.
Live without.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So everyone protect themselves. Do something to clear your space.
Right.
You can even put on like that. Like frequency music?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be anything big. Like, if you feel like a dork, like walking around ringing bells in your house, I mean, first of all, just call Jamie and I.
Oh my God, I love that.
My neighbors are probably like, what the hell?
Jamie's performing a seance again.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, especially when I would do the stuff where, like, you're supposed to go outside and scream.
Oh, yeah.
I would, like, text my neighbors first.
Like, that's easier where you live. My neighbors are like... Like, high-five them from my backyard.
You live in the big city.
Right.
I live in the country. Right. But a woman screaming at the, like, top of her lungs from a deep guttural place does, even in the country, cause...
some problems.
Some problems. So I'm just saying, like, just be the weirdo in the neighborhood. That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that frequency music does work. You pick, like, the vibration that, that you think works for you, and it will it'll clear it.
Not promoting MLMs, but essential oils are also a great way of, like, diffuse them to, like, clear a space.
Don't you hate that we have to say that now about essential oils?
Like, asterisks, not promoting MLMs, but essential oils are great.
They do work for some things.
Yeah, MLMs are not. Essential oils are plants.
Exactly.
Plants are great.
And they can be very helpful with certain things.
Right. So there are lots of, like, cleansing oils or cleansing herbs that you could use. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just think really loud music that doesn't trigger too much emotion could clear. So there's lots of ways to do it. I would just do it now at the end of this episode.
Or just do it weekly, just for all.
Oh, for all energy.
Not just fae.
Yeah. Jinx. If your kid's really into, like, Tinkerbell, do a few extra clearings.
Every night after they go to bed.
Yeah.
Clear it out.
Have them do it.
Mm.
Have them ring a bell to clear it out. Teach them.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. And really, in the world we live in right now, we need to be clearing our spaces more often.
All the energy.
I mean.
Needs to be cleared.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. All right. Let's go give ourselves a snack and also put one out for the fae to honor them.
Yes.
What do you think? A little gift.
All right, share.
Just to protect our space. We'll share.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on?
It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.